Jesus said, as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark. If you've read Genesis, you know that Jesus was describing a certain type of marrying that was taking place before the flood. It says in verse 6, now it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. There were giants on the earth in those days, and also afterward when the sons of God came in to the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. The sons of God in this passage are fallen angels, 200 of them to be exact, who came to earth. The daughters are human females, and their offspring were giants. These weren't just tall men. They are what we call Nephilim. Rabbis and church fathers up until about AD 300 taught the sons of God were angels and the daughters were human women. There was no dispute about it. As time went on, you know, that got to sound a little weirder to people, and so they had other theories about what was happening here. But it's clear in the text, it says this is what happened. These sons of God mated with these females, and the result was Nephilim, these strange giants, 9, 10, 12, 15 feet tall. That's what was going on, and that's one of the reasons that God brought the flood. Satan was trying to corrupt the human race from within. According to the Dead Sea Scrolls, fallen angels procreated the first Nephilim, leading the way to genetic tampering. Now, what scholars call the Second Book of Enoch describes the genetic experimentation that produced the Nephilim. Just before Noah entered the ark, we are told that Noah was perfect in all his generations. Now, that can mean that he was a godly man, but the text has already told us that. What it also means, and in context, it describes his genetics. He was perfect in his generation, or in passing on his genetics. He had still all human DNA. It wasn't mixed in any way with angel Nephilim kind of stuff that was going on. Now, when Jesus said the end times would be as the days of Noah, one of the things he was predicting is there would be genetic alterations and tampering with the human race. And we see that. We've seen it for many years, and it continues to accelerate. For example, BBC.com, September 30th on 2025, scientists make embryos from human skin DNA for the first time. Here's some excerpts for that article. It says, U.S. scientists have for the very first time made early stage human embryos by manipulating DNA taken from people's skin cells and then fertilizing it with sperm. The technique could overcome infertility due to old age or disease by using almost any cell in the body as the starting point for life. It could even allow same-sex couples to have a genetically related child. The Oregon Health and Science University research team's technique takes the nucleus, which houses a copy of the entire genetic code needed to build the body, out of a skin cell. It is then placed inside a donor egg that has been stripped of its genetic instructions. The study published in the journal Nature Communications showed 82 functional eggs were made. These were fertilized with sperm, and some progressed on to the early stages of embryos. None of them were developed beyond the six-day stage. Quote, we achieved something that was thought to be impossible. The university's Center for Embryonic Cell Research leader said, Professor, I can't pronounce his name, so let's just call him Joe. Anyway, so, I don't understand all the genetics here. I listened to several of the broadcasts about it, and so you could end up producing, if they go down this road, you could end up producing a human being who had no female DNA or no male DNA, and I don't know what that would be, right? It's just weird. And so immediately with these articles, then they say, well, here's the ethics of it, and we still need to... And meanwhile, scientists are going forward with it. And, one of our political leaders said the other day that, I think they were talking about artificial intelligence, and people say, hey, we need to put the brakes on this because it's getting out of control. And a lot of this scientific breakthrough stuff is out of control or getting out of control. But the bottom line is, everybody's going to do it. Especially, they always say China's going to do it, and we can't let them be the ones that take over this technology for obvious reasons. And so we're going down that slippery slope where at some point, now these guys are saying it'll be 10 years before this is in any kind of shape to really think about using it with humans, but who knows? And 10 years is not that far away, but it's a, what we try and do here, what we do here, because we believe the Bible is literal and, historic, we read it that way, and we read things about the end times, and Jesus said, hey, there's going to be genetic tampering in the end times, and it's going to be like it was in the days of Noah, and now we see that. Now what exactly is happening with this research, I don't know if that's going to be it or if it's going to be something else, but we would read the Bible, expect to see things like that, which are pretty wild and out there, and they're happening. Jesus promised that he would come to resurrect and rapture the church. The church is the entity that started on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit was given to the believers gathered in the upper room. And it exists, the church age exists from that point until Jesus comes to take us to heaven in an event we call the rapture, but it's actually the resurrection and rapture of church age believers. And he promised he was going to do that. He'll come for he said he's going to do it in a sequence, coming for the dead in Christ, those who need to be resurrected first. And then he says, we who are alive and remain, because we'll be living people, if it happened right now, which it could, we would be alive. We would be changed in a moment in the twinkling of an eye, given our eternal resurrection bodies. And so we're the church, we live in that church age. And the Lord promised that his coming for us would be before the great tribulation comes upon the earth. He said that in several places and in several different ways. He said it in Revelation chapter 3, verse 10, when he promised the church there that we would not go through any part of the great tribulation. And we looked Wednesday night at some of the verses in 1 Thessalonians. One of them, one section describes how the Holy Spirit and the church on earth, which is his temple, is holding back the Antichrist. He can't come until the church is removed, and then he will be revealed. And so there's a lot of great stuff going on. The resurrection and rapture is imminent. It's pre-trib. Could happen anytime, like right now, and that's how we should live our lives, with a sense of urgency that the Lord is coming back. And so are you ready for the rapture? If not, get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.